Okay. Today is Daf Chav Tes. We're on Chav Tes. Chav Tes Amar Aleph, top line. The Mishnah said, Yasa Mechutach O Mesuras. If the baby came out Mechutach, which means that came out in pieces, or Mesuras, or came out breached, right? So, once, just because it comes out breached, it doesn't mean it's not a baby. Once Rove comes out, it's considered a baby, right? What's Rove? When the forehead of the head comes out, right? That's what the Mishnah said. Amar Rebbe Elazar, Afilu Harosh Imohen. So when we said that if the Eivarim come out, it's not considered a Vlad until Rove of the Eivarim come out, even the head. No, that's only true if the Rosh is not there. But if the Rosh is there, so the girsa change, and what it should say is, it should say, you want to say Harosh Pater, meaning it's chashev like a nolad, it's chashev like a baby, just the Rosh itself. Why? Because the Rosh is more chashev than the rest of the body. Lema b'dishmul kamiflagi. Let's say they're arguing in the member of Shmuel. To Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Ein harosh pater b'nefilim. The rosh is not pater in nefilim. Let's look at Rashi. Ein harosh pater b'nefilim, last wide line. Yotza rosh hanefel. If the rosh of hanefel came out, kigon. See where I am? I'm starting now the first skinny line of Rashi. Kigon. Yoledes te'umim. A woman has given birth to twins. L'shiva, in the seventh month. Echad nigmar tzuraso. One is already fully formed. V'echad lo nigmar tzuraso. And one's not fully formed. V'yatza rosh ha-nefel. Then the head of the nefel came out. V'chzir, went back in. Achakach yatza achav. Then the second one came out. Says Shmuel, Havi b'char l'kohen. The second one's a b'char. She'en ha-rosh ha-nefel. Potter is a b'achar min ha-b'chura. Because the head of a nafel does nothing. Right? Rabbi Elazar islay the Shmuel. Rabbi Elazar holds like that. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like that. Rabbi Yochanan just said that the Rosh itself is chashel. So if the Rosh came out, that would be the Bechar. So they're arguing in what Shmuel said. Right? You hear that? So the Gemara answers, no, maybe not. B'shalem kuli alma lo pligi. If it's a shalem, in other words, it's a full body, it's a full baby, it's not pieces of a child, a full baby. Nobody argues on that, right? Then nobody holds like Shmuel. Everybody will hold that once the head comes out, you have now a birth. Ki pligi, what are they arguing? B'mechutach. When the baby's coming out in pieces, it's a nebuch, it's a tragedy, and the baby's coming out like that. So Mar Savar, Rabbi Eliezer holds, B'shalem hudika chashim. Only when it's shalem is the head considered chashev. B'mechutach lo kachashev. When it's coming out of pieces, it's not. And therefore, it's like any other limb. And you have to wait for rov. Rabbi Yochanan holds, B'mechutach nami chashev. B'mechutach, it's also chashev. And therefore, once the head comes out by itself, you have a leda. Lishnachmina, another version. Taim adiyatza mechutach o mesuras. That's only true. Everything we just said before, that we have to wait for rov, is because it's mechutach, it's pieces, o mesuras, or it's breached. Hakasikno, but if it came out normal, what does it mean coming out normal? What does normal mean? The head comes out first, that's normal, right? That's normal, because the Gemara calls that normal. Harosh poter, then the head will potter, and tarvayu les lehud Shmuel, and they both don't hold like Shmuel. Tarvay Shmuel ain't harosh poter benefilim, because Shmuel said the rosh doesn't make a difference. Okay? Ikin demafni lo lehashmaitza ba'an pein afsha. There are those that learned this member, this machlokas here, on its own legs, not related to the Mishnah. Just out of machlokas in the base of Medrash. Look at Rashi, Ba'an Pei Nafshe. It's this next Rashi that we up to, Ba'an Pei Nafshe. V'lo Amas Nisan. Nothing to do with the Mishnah. The out of machlokas in the base of Medrash. What's the difference? V'ikib Benayu. The difference is Man Demafni Lo Amas Nisan. If you hold it, that they're arguing on our Mishnah, Mashma'o. It seems to imply that they're arguing on a baby that's coming out in pieces. Vikalamemar, kidamorin. And like we could say before, that Bishalem, if it's Bishalem, Afilu, Rabbi Elazar, Mo de Lesser Shmuel. Uman de Masni La Ban Penavshe. And if they're arguing just Stamazai in the base of Medrash, Mashma da Shalem, Nami Pligi, that they're arguing even on a Shalem, Ubid de Shmuel, and they're arguing in Shmuel's memory. Okay. Next. Amr Abelazar, Ein Arosh Kirosh Kirov Evarim, says Rabbi Elazar, the Rosh is not like the other Evarim. Rabbi Yochan Amar, Harosh Kirov Evarim, Ukimifligi Bidishmuel. And they're arguing in what Shmuel said. Shmuel said again that the Rosh is special. That the Rosh is not special. Okay, till we get to the Mishnah, it's going to be the same. It's going over this over and over again. Tanan, Yotza Mechotach Omitzurus. If the body, that we learned, if the baby came out in pieces or breached, Mishiyatza Rubo, once Rov comes out, Harehu Kiyalud, then it's considered a child. That's considered a birth. Midik Amar Mesuras, since it says breached, Michlal, the Mechutach, obviously Mechutach means, even though it's coming out in pieces, but Kithitna, it's coming out in order, meaning the Rosh first. Vikamar, and it says, Mishiyatza Rubo, Hareza Kiliud. So when Rove comes out, you have yourself a birth. Kashal Rabbi Yochanan, that's a Kashal Rabbi Yochanan who said that the head coming out is enough. You hear that, Kasha? Rabbi Yochanan said the head coming out is enough. Now you see that if it's Mechutach, you have to wait for Rove, even though the head comes out first. So the Gemara answers, Amalach Rabbi Yochanan, Ema, Yatza Mechutach, Umesuras. It's one thing. It came out Mechutach and Mesuras. It came out in pieces, and it came out breached in pieces. So it's one, really one case. So what do you mean? Oh, Katoni, it says, oh. Or, right? What do you mean if one case is two cases? So Amar, no, Hachik Amar. Yatza Mechotach, if it came out in pieces, oh, the O goes on the Shalem. If it came out in pieces, or it's Shalem, Vizev Vizev Mesuras, and both of them are cases of a breach. Mishiyatza Rubo, Harezek Kiyalod. So when Rove comes out, you have a Yilud. Happens to be, Rabbi Yochanan would hold that if the Rosh comes out first, that's enough. But that's not what the case is in the Mishnah. Amr of Papa, so Rav Papa says, Kitanoi. It really is a Machlokas Tanoim. What's the Machlokas Tanoim? It says like this, Yotza Machotach, if it came out Machotach, O Mesuras, or breached. Mishiyotza Rubo, when Rove comes out, Harehu Ki Yilud. You have yourself a child. Not a child, a birth. Rabbi Yossi Amar, Mishiyatza Kisikno. No, has to come out Kisikno. Regular. So Maika Amar, what do he mean by that? Right? Maika Amar, Rashi says, Maika Amar Rabbi Yossi, Mishiyatza Kisikno. What does Rabbi Yossi mean when he said it comes out regular? Sakadadak de Mesuras Beruba Lav Yeludhu. We think it means that if it came out breached, rove, it's still not a Yelud. Amar of Papa, so our Papa says, Hachika Amar, here's a story. Yatza Mechotach Umesuras. If it comes out breached or in pieces, Mishiyatza Rubo, when Rove comes out, Harehu Ki Yilud. That's considered a Yilud. Hakisikno, if it came out regular, Harosh Poter, the Rosh itself would Pater. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Mishiyatza Rubo, Kisikno. Right? Mishiyatza Rubo, Kisikno. And Rashi points out, Tarvayhu be'inon b'mechutach. They're both talking about when it's mechutach. But what if it came out regular, shalem? Then Rabbi Yossi would agree that even if it came out breached, when it comes out rove, it's considered a yulud. And that's the Nasei Machlokas that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Yossi. That what? That if it comes out in pieces, even if rove comes out, it's not called a yulud. And Rabbi Yochanan holds the Tanakama, that if it comes out in pieces, once the head comes out, it's considered a yulud. Okay? It's just back and forth with the Shitas. Masking floor of Zvid. Zvid is, wait a minute. Michlal, you see from here, the Mimisuras, that if it comes out breached, Rubo Namilo Poter? Then even Rove won't help? Hakaimalon, Rubo Kakulo. But Rubo Kakulo, so why do you have to wait for the whole thing to come out by Mechuta? Rubo Kakulo, no? El Amar of Zvid, Hachikamar. Here's the Vart. Yatza Mechutach Umesuras. If it comes out, cut pieces. Or breached, Mishiyatza Rubo, Harezek Kiyalut. Once Rove comes out, you have a birth. Hakisikno, if it comes out regular, normal, harosh poter, the rosh is enough. Rabbi Yossi Omar, Mishiyotza Kisikno, Lechayim. Rabbi Yossi holds that when it comes out, that, what? Normally, when it's going to remain alive, right? But when it comes out in pieces, it's not alive. Therefore, it would be a different din. Okay. Therefore, that would be a different din. Therefore, if the head comes out alone in pieces, that's nothing. Why is that nothing? Because it's not alive. Tanya Nami Hachi, Yatza Mechotach, if it came out Mechotach, or Mesuras, or breached, Mishiyatza Rubo, once Rove comes out, Hareo Ki Yilud. Hakasikto, but if it comes out regular, Harosh Poter, then the Rosh is enough. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mishiyatza Kasikno, I agree with you, only Lechayim, only if it's alive. Ve'ezehu Kasikno Lechayim, what does that mean? Mishiyatza Rov Rosho, when Rov Rosh comes out, when it's going to remain alive. It's not coming out of pieces, it's a full body. Ve'ezehu Rov Rosho, what is that? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mishiyatza Tzadav, when it's temples. Abachana Mishiyatza Mishu Omer, Mishiyatza Padachto, it's forehead. And Ve'ezehu Omer, Mishiyiru Karenei Rosho, when the horn of the head, it doesn't mean a horn, it means the crown of the head comes out. Okay, that's very, wasn't hard, just 20 sheets back and forth. Exactly. Here we go to the Mishnah. Okay, ready? Here we go. Hamapeles, if a woman has a miscarriage, we've said this already 10 times, but here's the Mishnah that says it. Hamapeles, if a woman miscarries, the ani yodea mahu, she doesn't know what it is. How come she doesn't know? Maybe she lost it. We said before, she lost it. They lost it. So they never went to a Rav. She doesn't know. She's not a doctor. She couldn't tell. Very early. So what's the story? So, Teshev Lezachar Ula Nekeva. You have to hold both. Meaning, you're going to have 14 days of Tumah. And the Tahara will stop at day 40. Right? Chumras of a woman and the Chumras of a boy. En Yadeya Im Vlad Haya Im Lav. You don't even know if it was a Vlad or not. You don't even know if it was a Vlad or not, right? Teshev lazachar ula nekeva ula nida. Now you have to hold worse. Since you don't know if it was a Vlad, maybe it wasn't a Vlad. Maybe it wasn't even a Vlad. So you have to hold like a zachar and in a keva and also a nida. What does that mean, also a nida? So Rashi says, exactly. In other words, you have to treat it as if you didn't have a child at all. Maybe you didn't have a child at all, right? And that, what does that mean? That means that any dam you see at any point, there'll never be dam tahora. So what do you mean you're holding like, what do you mean you're holding like a zachar in a keva? Look at Rashi.
Time-wise.
What?
Time-wise.
What do you mean time-wise?
You have a certain amount of time. You have to look at the time, then you have to tell me if you have that also.
Right. So
at the end of that, so you have the middle that's no good, the end that's no good, so you basically can.
So there are no, you made the higher.
Exactly.
So why you mean Teshev Lezacha Ula Nekeva? What does that mean? That means that you made the higher. But then we're saying there is no you made the higher because maybe it's not even a birth.
Yeah, but you have the time frame on the Zacha Nekeva.
No time frames at all.
What?
If you're a Nita, if we're holding like the Chumers of a Nita, what does that mean? It means no, you ate the Hira. So for 7 days, first 7 days were Tommy. Maybe it was a boy. What about the next 7 days?
Tommy.
Maybe why? Maybe it was a girl. What about the third week?
Neither.
Neither. What does that mean?
Tommy.
So what's the ate the Hira? What about the fourth week? You Tommy. Why?
Neither.
Fifth week? Neither. So what's the Teshev Zachar in the cave? What does that mean? So says Rashi. What? Right. Klomar. Klomar, I mean, look at the last Rashi of the Mishnah. Klomar, kishatira, whenever she sees dam here, tehei nida, she'll be a nida. She ain't la yumei tohar. She will have no yumei tohar. The shemo lav vladhu. Maybe it wasn't a vlad at all. Maybe it was just dam. Uba gemara mefarish. So lama huzka zachar. Why are you mentioning zachar and nekeva? Hoel the ain't la dam tohar. There is no dam tohar, so what's the difference? What do you mean zachar? Well, who cares, right? The imishum tumas leda haktani nekeva. You want to tell me you have tumas leda? In other words, what the point of tumas leda is? Tumas leda means that even if there's no dam, let's say there's a birth without dam, let's say there's no dam, so you have to hold 2 weeks no matter what. I need there's only 1 week. So why am I holding the second week? I'm holding the second week because maybe it was in a keva. So the second week, in other words, she miscarried something. Something came out. If she's a nida, she's tummy 1 week. If she's in a keva, if she gave birth to a keva, she's tummy 2 weeks. What about after that? It depends. If she's a nida, then she'll be tummy. If she's nothing, then maybe it wasn't in the keva, so she could have yimei tohar. The question is only on the zahar. You understand what I understand?
Yeah.
So that's the only question. The Gemara will ask that question. You hear that? In other words, she's going to be tummy that second week, even if she didn't see, because she had maybe it was in a keva. What about after that? I have to take a wait and see approach. If she sees anything, she's not going to have yimei tahira. But I still need to know that she was tummy like in the keva, if she had it in the keva for week number two. Okay? That's important. You got that?
Sort of, yes, but technically no.
What?
Even if she saw blood the second week.
So if she saw blood the second week.
She's still a nida.
Correct. No, wasn't she didn't see the second week.
I understand.
So I could say, listen, I was a nida. I went to the mikvah. Week number two, here I am, all good. No, maybe you had an okay, but you have to wait second week. What about the third week? Yeah, go to the mikvah.
Second week's not for blood, second week's for weight.
Exactly. What about the third week? Now, normally we would say, no matter what comes out of your body, you're tahar. We're not saying that now. Why are we not saying that? Because we don't know what happened. Maybe you didn't have a baby. So what's going to be? You have to wait. If you don't see anything, you can be with your husband. And if you see something, you can't. Maybe it was in the cave, and maybe it wasn't. So look at Tosfos. He asked an unbelievable question. The second to last Tosfos. Tosfos says, Af al gav, davi svek sveka. It's a svek sveka. What's the svek sveka? Right? It would be a svek sveka to be mekel. And week number two, what's the svek sveka? Number one, maybe what? Number one, maybe it wasn't a leida at all. And even if you want to tell me it was a leida, maybe it was a boy. That is svek sveka why number two should be, why week number two should be okay. Okay? You know what the problem with that is? Says Tosas, unbelievable. Afagaptavi svek sveka, teishev l'mekeva. You still have to hold like in a keva. Why? If you're going to say that week number two is okay because it's a svek sveka, again, what's the svek sveka? It's a safek if it was a birth at all. And even if it was a birth, maybe it was a boy. Hachanami nitarena im rosa bilamed dalid umem aleph misvek sveka. Vlonichash lezachar. Now what does that mean? That means let's say she sees on day 41, day 34, and then again on day 41. Right? So what if she sees on day 34 and day 41? Mm-hmm. Right? Let's do the following. Let's do a sex fake. Now, she sees on day 41, maybe she didn't have a leida. And even if she did, maybe it wasn't a keva. So she's still in the 80 days. So therefore, it's not a problem. How can you have inconsistent sveikas like that? You can't do that. You can't do that lahakal. Right? Yeah. Therefore, the sveikas is never going to get off the ground. Says Tosfos, v'lo nechus v'tzachar, v'tre kule, it's two kulas, the sasrana hadadi. They contradict each other. You can't do that. Right? Kid rafinu la'el. Right? You can't do that. Therefore, we can't say svek sveka. Umihu betoro gemara machmir and afagaf dika kama svuke. Okay, maybe this is a mistake, but as a general rule, you can't have contradictory svekas like that. Therefore, it's not a svek sveka. Okay, because then later, after the first 40 days, I have the same suffix now. Maybe I didn't have a birth, and even if I did, maybe it was in a keva. You can't do that. You can't gain on both ends. Okay, good? Very good. Okay, where are we up to the gemara? Okay, Amar Yeshua ben Levi. Avra Nahar, she went into the river, Vipila, and she miscarried. Mevia carbon v'nechal. She could bring a carbon and she could even eat that carbon. In other words, it's a vadai that she had a miscarriage of a child. And not just some dam or some ish, some tissue. It's a vadai. Why? Halachacha rov nashim. For rov nashim, vlad ma'aliyah laldan. Rov women give birth to children. They don't have these strange things. Tanan, wait a minute. Our Mishnah said, Eini yedea im vladhu teishev lzacha unakeva ulanida. But our mission said not like that. Our mission said if you're not sure, if maybe it was nothing. Maybe it was just a regular nida. Am I teishev lanida? Why do you have to hold from nida? Lema halach acha rov nashim v'rov nashim vlad ma'al yagaldin. So the Gemara answers, no. Masnitzin b'shalo huska uvro. Now our mission is talking about we didn't even know she was pregnant. It was her first month, her second month. We had no idea. She was even pregnant. Therefore, now she has a miscarriage. Now what happened? Some dab came out. Ooh, maybe I was pregnant. Yeah, maybe you were, maybe you weren't. Right? You hear that? Maybe you were, maybe you weren't. V'chei kamer b'shur ben Levi, b'shehuchzeko uvro. She was in her ninth month. In your ninth month, yeah, rove women have a baby. Yeah, it happened. There are miscarriages. No question about it. But to say that it wasn't even a baby, rove women or not. When after 9 months, you see a woman, 9 months, right? She doesn't get a period, and she looks like she's pregnant. Rove women like that have a baby. Yeah, and very early on, she had a dam came out. Ooh, maybe I was, yeah, maybe you were. And maybe you weren't. In the ninth month, you can't say that. Toshma, wait a minute, is that even true? Behema, she got some malaya. A behema goes out for a walk. And when it goes for a walk, it's pregnant. Uba rekanit, and it comes back. It's not pregnant anymore. What happened? Nobody knows. So haba acharav bechar misafek. Then this mother, this animal has another baby. The second baby is a bechar misafek. Says Rashi, shema zehaya havlad. Maybe where'd the first one go? We don't know. Maybe that one was the vlad. Vaba acharav ain't a bechar. This one's not a bechar. Oshema, maybe Ruachi Pila, maybe the first one was just tissue, right? Vabo Acha Bukhar Ma'alyahi, and this one's the Bukhar. Therefore, Hilkach Safek, who Vyachal Bamumola Bailam, you have to wait for it to get a mum Valola Kohen, doesn't go to the Kohen, that Motzi Mechavir Olaf Raya. The Kohen wants it, he has to prove it's his. Kawak is only a mum and a tissue, right? Vamai. Back into the Gemara. Why do you say that? Halachacha rov behemoth, rov behemoth, vlad ba'al yaldan. Right? V'hai pasha hu. This one's only a pashat. This one's not a bechor. Why? As we just said, most animals also. See, the animal's pregnant. However long it takes for the animal. So when it went for a walk, came back with empty, obviously had a baby. Why don't we say that? I'm Ravina. Mishum de'ikol le'meimart. Listen to this. Rov behemoth, yaldos. Davar hapotem ibechor. Most animals do give birth to a child, just like humans. Most of them do. However, unlike humans, umuwaton yulad is davar she'ena potemi b'chora. Some of them, there's a miyat that don't. There's a miyat that don't. Right? And also, v'kol hayulados mitanfos. All animals, before they give birth, not all animals, we're going to say rove animals, they have some kind of discharge before they have the baby. It's like breaking water almost. So animals have the same thing. This one, Hoel below Tanfa, it didn't have that. Right? So therefore, Isra Le Ruba, the rove got broken, the rove got weakened. Therefore, we have a suffix about baby number two. E call Yaldos Matanfos, if all animals have this discharge, ha, so this animal, Midulo Matanfa, it didn't have that discharge, Bachar Ma'alihu, it's a good Val Bachar. Then number two should be a Val Bachar. It's obvious that the number one was nothing. No. Elaim rov yolds matanfos. Most animals have a discharge. Vizu hovelov tanfa. This one didn't. Israelay ruba. The rov got broken, and therefore it's a safe. Okay, very good. Okay. Now we start an extremely complicated Gemara. It the charts in a way make it worse. So forget the charts for a minute. You don't need the charts. Okay. Very simple story. A woman, we know she was pregnant. She walks in one day, all skinny. All skinny. What happened to you? She says, I have no idea. What? All skinny. Here she is. Kiyasa Ravin. Masiv Rab Yossi Rabbi Chanina Toe. Okay? I have a question. Where a woman made a mistake. Where a woman comes in and she makes a mistake. I had a question. Right? She doesn't remember when she had this baby. She doesn't remember. She wakes up 10 weeks later. You're going to see. I'm sorry. I take that back. She. We know she was pregnant. Her husband was getting ticha. She looked pregnant. Everybody was, you know, was telling her what she's having, a boy or a girl. All of a sudden, here she is, all skinny. What happened to you, lady? I have no idea. Look at the last Rashi. Masnitzin demayer beisha toeh. Shelo yada eighth ledasa. She doesn't know when she had this baby. Where's the baby? Nobody knows. What? She doesn't know. He doesn't know. He never knows. The wife told him he's not supposed to know.
V'lo yadana,
mighty yufta. But I tell you the truth, I don't remember what my kasha was. I don't even remember what my kasha was. Maihi. So what's going on here? Titania. Here's a story. Isha shiyatsa samaleya. A woman goes for a walk and she's pregnant. And umatsa rekanis. Ubar rekanis. She comes back all skinny. She's not pregnant anymore. On top of the base now. Bevia lefanenu. Shlosha shavuin tahorin. And not only that, she says like this. No. Once she comes back, the chachama monitor her. So for the next, this is the case. Just live with this case. For the next 3 weeks, she is tahar. Not one thing comes out of her body. Okay? Vasara shavuos. And for the next 10 weeks, so there's a total here of 13 weeks. For the next 10 weeks, Echad Tameh, the Echad Tahar. She alternates weeks of Toma and Tahira. So first 3 weeks, she's Tar. Week number 4, she's Tameh. Week number 5, she's Tar. Week number 6, she's Tameh. Week number 7, this goes on until week 13.
Why?
Why what? This is what happened. This is the Metzias. This is what happens to her.
So why would she be Tameh until her doing those alternating weeks?
In other words, she sees Dam.
She sees Dam
every day in week number 4. And week number 5, she doesn't see a thing. She sees Dam every day, week number 6. Week number 7, nothing. She sees Dam every day, week number 8. Now, what's the story with this woman? On night number 35, she could be with her husband. Till night number 35, she cannot. Now, where'd that come from? We know she was pregnant. She comes back skinny. For the next 3 weeks, she doesn't see a thing.
What's she doing in 3 weeks?
Nothing. She's sitting around. Then
alternating weeks
for the next 10 weeks. At night number 35, the chachamim will tell her, "You can go to the mikveh now, and tonight you can be with her." After no. From the day she comes in, from the day she walks into the room.
10 weeks is 70 days. After night number 35.
From the day she walks in. She has to wait 35 days.
Okay.
At night 35, she goes to the mikveh, she can be with her husband.
35 is the first week of the alternating weeks then.
It's
the second week of the alternating
correct.
Weeks.
Correct. It's the end of week number 5. That week was a tar week for her.
Okay.
So again, the first 2 weeks were tar. Week number 4 was tameh. Week number 5 was tar. At the end of week number 5, she goes to the mikveh, she can be with her husband.
What does she do with the tameh week that she had in between?
We're gonna talk about it. We're going to talk about everything now. Right?
First, we're going to have to get the case.
Exactly, this is the case. Now, look at Rashi, the Rashi of Meshameshes La'or Shloshim V'Chamesh. She can be with her husband in week number 35. That Rashi is like right where we are. Shehu Leil Sof Shavua HaChamishi, which is the end of the fifth week. Right? V'hu Leil Knisas Shloshim V'Chamesh. It's the night that begins 35. V'yotzeth liyom hamadal, the end of day 34. In other words, after day 34, right? Because in Jewish religion, the day starts the night before. So let's say it was a Shabbos. So it's Saturday night, right? Shabbos was day 34. Sunday is going to be day 35. So it's Matzah Shabbos. That's all Rashi's saying. V'shuv ein mishameshes. After day 35, she cannot be with her husband again until the end of these 13 weeks.
One day.
The time of Bakul Mafar. We're going to explain everything. Where'd 13 come from? Why do we have to wait so long? Okay, we're going to explain everything, says Rashi. Well, I might not explain everything, but Rashi says we'll explain everything. Okay, now, you think that was strange? Says Beis Shammai, Umadbilin Osa Tisha V'Chamesh Tvilos. Divir Beis Shammai. She has to go to the mikveh 95 times. Okay? She has to go to the mikveh.
Flyer mileage.
She has to go to the mikveh 95 times. Ubeit Hill Omim Shloshim V'chamesh. No, 35 times. 35 times. Okay? Just to give you a heads up. Beit Shammai and Beit Hill have a machlokas about the 66 days. How do you view those 66 days? Is it viewed as one long tful yom? Or is it 66 tful yoms? Beit Shammai is going to hold it's 66 tful yoms. Therefore, since we have a suffix, when the 66 days end, you have to go every night. That's going to be 66 of the
95.
Of the 95. As a matter of fact, if you think about it, Beit Shammai really holds there are 35 more than Beit Hillel. Right?
No suffix at the end.
Huh?
No suffix at the end.
You'll see. Okay, you know what? I shouldn't have said that because I just confused everybody. Okay. Okay? Now, so again, Beit Shammai holds 95 mikvahs. Beit Hillel says 35. Rabbi Yossi Behuda Omer Dayel Tvil Shete Bachorna. One's enough at the end. At the end of this whole story, one's enough. Okay? Now we're going to explain what happened. A woman walks in and says, listen, everybody saw that I was pregnant. Look how skinny I am. What happened to you? She says, I have no idea. Now, Bishloma, I understand. Bishvur Rishona Lo Meshameshes. She can't be with her husband during week number one. Why? Because maybe she had a baby yesterday. She walks in on a Sunday. Right? So that entire week number one, she can't be with her husband. Why not? Maybe she had a baby yesterday. Well, it doesn't matter. No! Week number one is clean. Week number two is clean. And week number three is clean. However, maybe she had a baby yesterday. We have no idea. Week number one is clear that she can't be with her husband. No shaila about that.
So why would she have to go to
the
mikveh for that?
1 minute. We're going to get to everything white. Bishlama Shavuor Rishalama Shameshet Emu Yulada Zachari. Week number one, I have no shaila. She can't be with her husband. Maybe it was a boy. Shavua Sheini Emar Yoladas Nekevi. Week number two, maybe it was a girl. What about Shavua Shlishes? What? What about week number three? Amar, let's say like this. Yoledes Nekeva, it was a Nekeva Bizovhi. And she was also a Zava. Okay?
Now you're thinking of me, though.
1 minute. Let's see Rashi. The Rashi, it's on the first wide line. The first wide line of Rashi. Shema, maybe. Betoch Yud Aleph. Yom Dime Ziva Yalda. Maybe. During the 11 days when she was a Zava, that's when she had this girl. Now, we've said all along that the only time you can become a Zava during the 11 days is when the Dam is Zava, not later. So how can we say that? Remember we said that?
Yeah, but we don't have Dam. There's no Dam
here. 1 minute, but there was Dam at a certain point. So wait. Rashi, we don't know. She came the week before she came. Because she was pregnant when she left. Now she comes back and she's all skinny.
So we're assuming there was Dam Leda at some point.
We're assuming there was Dam Leda for 3 days during her Yimei Ziva.
Well, where did you get Ziva from?
1 minute.
What?
Yeah. What do you mean it's a Miyat?
The average person is not a Ziva.
No, so we have to be Choshesh that the week before she showed up, she shows up on a Sunday morning.
Right.
The week before she showed up, she had a girl. She gave birth to an Akeva during her Yud Aleph Yom, and she saw for 3 days before the baby was born. And she saw for 3 days before the baby was born, not Bitzar. So we can't attribute the 3 days of Dam to the later.
Wow.
Okay? I'm reading you this Rashi. Look at the top Rashi. Bezov. Shema mitoch Yud Aleph Yom, Dimei Ziva, Yolda. The week before she came, she saw for 3 days in a row, not because of Leda, and she had a Leda, and she had a girl. Virasa Gimel Ritzufin, she saw 3 days in a row, but Ubalo Tsar, but not because of Leda. Dahavi Shofi Samoch Leda, she was bleeding near the Leda. Ubai Shivanikiyim Lizivasa, so she requires Shivanikiyim because she was a Zava. Right? But wait a minute. She just went 14 clean days.
the first 2 weeks were clean.
So she already had 14 days. Ha'il, since. V'ika l'tzvukinhu b'yimei leida. Since we're afraid that maybe these 14 days were yimei leida, lo sal gala. They don't count for her zayin nikiyim for zava. The katsavar, because he holds yimei leida she'ein aroa behen. Ain olala l'svira zivasa. That's another halacha, another quirk. Yimei leida don't count for yimei ziv, for yimei tahira, for the shiva nikiyim. So therefore, she shows up on a Sunday. Maybe the day before she showed up, she had a girl. And she was also a Zava Gedola. Because she had seen 3 days before that. So she walks in, week number one, maybe, well, we don't know. So maybe it was a boy. Week number two, maybe it was a girl. She's clean these 2 weeks. Good, that's lovely. However, she has to now count Zayin Nikiyim. Those first 2 weeks don't count toward the Zayin Nikiyim. It doesn't help for the Ziva. So she has to count now another Zayin Nikiyim. That's where we got to week three. Now, week four. What? Week four she sees that. Right? Now. One minute, we're going to talk about that. Ella, Shavua Ravi, but week number four, Afag after Chachazia, even though she sees Dam, who cares? Big deal. Dam Tishamesh. Let her be with her husband. Why? Dam Tarhu. It's Dam Tar. Week number four is within the 40 days. So you want to tell me it was a boy? Like I said, she left. She was pregnant. She came back. She was nice and skinny. So week number one, we have to wait. Week number two, we have to wait. Week number three, we have to wait. Week number four, she's bleeding the whole week. So what? Only up to day 28. We're still under 40 days. Why can't she be with her husband? Right? Why not? No, because it's Dam Leida. It's Dam Leida, right?
Dam Leida 3 weeks later?
Yes, you have 40 days. It's in the Torah. Right, the first 7 days, right? And so if it's a girl, you have to wait 14 days. Now we waited a third week for the Chashash. She was a Zava. Wonderful. Now what about on day number 22? She sees Dam. It's a big deal. So it's a big deal. It's within 40 days. It's after 40 days. Why can't she be with her husband? Must be. Lav Bishum. There's law in Brina Basaruba. We don't go Basaro. Therefore, for Choshesh, maybe it wasn't a girl, maybe it wasn't a child at all. It was just nothing. If it was nothing, she's now Anita. Rabbi Shuvin, lady said, Amar Aleph, we go Basaro. Not true. You hear that? So then, Elamai lo yadana mati yufta. So then, what do you mean you don't remember what your kasha was? What do you mean you don't remember what your kasha? That's your kasha. Right? That's the kasha. The kasha was, he's 100% wrong. Because if he would be right, they could be with her husband and they could be with each other on night number 22. She saw Dam. Big deal. It's Dam Tahora. Obviously, we don't go Basarov. And just because she left all fat and came back all skinny, doesn't mean she had a Leda. Maybe it was just Ruach. And if it's Ruach, it's a Dam Nida. And now she's an Nida. Right? So Amar, no, I'll tell you what the question was. Amar, let's say it like this. Hirchiko Leidasa. Who said that the Leda was the day before she showed up? Maybe it was 4 weeks before she showed up.
Maybe 4 weeks.
Huh? 4 weeks before she showed up.
Before she showed up, everyone said she was pregnant.
Exactly. Then she went away. How long was she gone for? Nobody knows. Now she shows up. She's all skinny. So when did you have this baby? It could have been, really, the halach is true. The rove is true. If we see a pregnant woman, the rove is she had a baby. But the question is, day number 22 could also be day 42. It could be 42.
It's only if you haven't seen her for a month.
Exactly, that's the case. We haven't seen her.
She went away for a month.
Yes, she went away for a month. She, at the end of the summer, showed up to the country. She came back after the summer's over. Nobody saw her the whole summer. And look at this, she's all skinny. So nobody knows anything. So it could be that day number 22 is really day 42. So there's no way we could allow this bia. Impossible. Right? So if that's true, now by the way, the rule of Nida is that you only have to count 7 days, you don't need Shiva Nikiyam. The only time you need Shiva Nikiyam is by a Zava. And so now here's the next kicker. So now week number four is out. Why is week number four out? Because she sees every single day. Right? Week number five, we said, you have to wait till the end of the week. Now the Gemara asks, why for to the end of the week? The beginning of the week should be good. Why? Because at the end of week four, she goes, she's clean. After 7 days, she's finally clean. She goes to the mikvah. It's all good. So on day number 29, she should be mutter. You got that one? Why does she have to wait till day 35? The Gemara asked that question. Ha, shavua chamishi, tatarhu, tishamesh. The whole 5th week should be fine. Why do you have to wait till the end of the week? So the Gemara answers, ha, shavua revi, because I'll tell you why, week number four, kal yoma viyoma, misafkinan besof leida utchilas nida. What does that mean? At the end of week four, we have to be choshesh, right? Right. In other words, maybe any day of week number four could be day 40. Any day could be day 40. Right? Any day could be day 40. So we don't know when the 7 starts. So therefore, you have to wait the entire 5th week. Okay? Now, the Eshemin Utman Yagufe. Now, on the 28th day itself, what about day 28 itself? Amar Trilas Nidahi. Maybe day 28 was day 40. But why is day, how could day 28 be day 40? Because she had the baby a few days before she showed up. Uboy Lemesav Shiva Lenidasa. You have to wait 7 days for the Nidus, which will end on day 35. Ask the Gemara. Besim Vachad Tashamesh. What about day 21? What about day 21? Right? We said you have to wait that extra week. You have to wait that extra. What about day 21? So we said, what's day 21? It's the 3rd week, right? It's the end of the 3rd week. She was clean that week. Why are we waiting? Because it's Shiva Nikiyim, because maybe she was a Zafa when she had the baby. But what about that night? That night's going to be fine. She's not going to see Dom till the next day. So what about that day? So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Shimon Hida Amar Asalasas came. No. She can't go to the mikvah. She can go to the mikvah. You can go see by his another quirk. This is going to be for the where we get 95 from. If you're a zava, you go to the mikvah during the day, and you wait till the night. If you're needy, you go at night. So we're going to make her go twice a day. So that's where so many of these are going to come from. So many of the 95 are going to come. We're going to make her go twice a day, according to Beis Shammai. So day 21. So I go to the mikvah. I go to the mikvah, and that night it'll be fine. But you can't do that. I'm sorry. Day 21 is going to be good. Day 21, right now I'm tar. Let me go to the mikvah right now. I can be at the husband right now. So the answer is, you're not allowed to do that. Because what if you go to the mikvah and you're with your husband and you have a re'iyah later in the day? And the whole seven, we know that didn't happen. But you're not allowed to do that. Right? You understand what's going on?
Yeah, I'm
not
sure why you
did. Because there's gezeira. Asher lazadin, shema tavoli, day safek. In other words, it's your 7th day. What are the chances that we're going to see Dan? I'll go to the mikvah right now, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'll come home, I'll be with my husband, and then I'll have to wait tonight. Tonight we have a wedding. Yeah, but then what if at 5 o'clock she's Dan? But it turns out she was never really Tahora.
But she did the mikvah earlier on. Technically, she should.
Technically, yes. Right, and what if she sees it's a far-fetched? So yeah. There's a kosher for that, so we don't allow that. She can go to the mikvah during the day. She can't be with her husband until the night.
Correct.
So that's why she can't have any relations on day 21. Because we're assuming that night, let's say it was a Shabbos. So she'll go to the mikvah Shabbos afternoon, come home, be with her husband. What about later in Bashal Shabbos? She sees Dan. Now you have to wait till the night. Tonight already she had a re'iyah. Now it's already Sunday. Saturday night's already Sunday.
I never see that part either.
What do you mean?
Can you say that again?
Yeah, the question was, and then we'll stop here.
It goes retroactively.
No. The question was,
No. I say that, so I never understood that concept.
The question was, why can't she go to the mikvah on day number 21, be with her husband day number 21, and that night, going into day number 22, she's going to have a re'iyah. But that day, she's good. So the answer is, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to go to the mikvah during the day on Shiva Nikin. You can go to the mikvah during the day. She can't be with your husband during the day. What if after you're with your husband, you have your re'iyah? And the whole 7 days gets uprooted.
So because it was supposed to be Zabba, she has to go during the day.
Exactly. Now we know that that's not going to happen. Because she had 7 straight clean days. But they don't know that. So therefore, that day's off. Okay? So we'll stop here. really wanted to do more. Tomorrow's daf, tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh, so we're going to start at 6 o'clock. I hope to start mamash at 6 o'clock on the nose, because tomorrow's daf is like a good 2 hours. All right? So we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow.